Ladies and gentlemen, Kate Lure is a standing-up comic and a writer.
I'm glad she's standing up.
She went to a fancy college. She do improv and stand-up and sketch comedy in venues all over the country. She is the co-creator of Broadly Speaking, a comedy game show fundraiser, which she also hosts. She's a lovely lady. She likes to read and hike and see theater and go to museum. She's just cute as a button and funny as can be. She's here for us today to do some standing-up comedy right here in the living room. Ladies and gentlemen, Kate Lure!
Yay!
Very excited to meet Marty, the snack man. Snack man do. Are you guys all people who enjoy eating things like food and other kinds of food?
I do.
Yeah. I do, yeah.
Right, great. But not straight up, though, right? Like, what fad do you follow? Do you do, like, no meat?
Mostly gluten? No gluten.
Yeah.
Although I already broke that rule today, didn't I, Giselle?
I think you did.
But you have.
I'm off carbs these days.
Of course you are. Yeah.
Everybody. I try to mostly be gluten-free.
Of course. Yeah. No, because you have to, because this is LA, and you're nobody in this town until you can make going out to dinner a giant pain in the ass. My point is I'm 100% with you. I am entirely on the food boundary bandwagon. Well, maybe not 100%, because I kind of have to keep redrawing my boundaries in a way that allows me to still feel like I'm being a good person, but also, you know, still eat what I want. So, like, for me, it all started with shrimp, because a couple of years ago, I learned that about 80% of the shrimp we eat in this country is imported, and 100% of our imported shrimp is harvested via slave labor. So I stopped eating that immediately, because I don't want dirty people handling my food. Gross. Thank you, Marty, in the kitchen. Thank you, Marty. Also, I found that if I get on my moral high horse about boycotting shrimp, that allows me to ride right past any thoughts I should have about what kind of labor provides the fruit I eat, or the coffee I drink, or the clothes I wear, or the gadgets I use, or the toys I buy for kids who need more lead in their bloodstream. Because you have to draw the line somewhere, right? So I just draw it right above slave shrimp, and then everything else makes the cut. It's fine. I also don't drape myself in blood diamonds, and it's obviously for that reason. So back to the food boundaries. I did stop eating animals because my love for them finally outgrew my love for their deliciousness. I just find that it's a whole lot easier to be a good person if it's not hard. So it actually wasn't that difficult for me to stop eating anything you can pet. Where I end up having issues is with fish. Fishes, if you will. You know, because at first it was like, well, I should still be able to eat things like mussels and scallops. That's food without a face. That's practically vegetables. And then I was like, well, I still want to eat things like cod and catfish. So, okay, I'm going to say I'm willing to eat anything I would also be willing to catch. Plus tuna, but only if it's in sushi, because that's where it's most delicious. And finally, I had to be like, all right, screw it. If it didn't have a leading role in Finding Nemo, slaughter it by the millions, put it on my plate. It doesn't matter to me. If Pixar didn't think it deserved lines, I don't think it deserves to live. Put it in my belly now. Now, some people think you should make your seafood selections based on something other than a fish's IMDb credits. And those people will say things to me like, oh, but it's not sustainable. And think of the mercury levels, and you're starving the dolphins. Let's stop right there. Can we not all agree at this point that dolphins are the mean girls of the sea? That's not a judgment. That's just science. Oh, look at me. I'm so beautiful and graceful. I have perfect teeth and a blowhole. Shut up, dolphin. Go suck an oil spill, you magical whore. I also don't feel bad about eating fish because I believe in reincarnation, not for religious reasons, but because it just makes sense. You know, recycle, reuse, renew. And I know if I were cycling through as some lowborn clam or crawdad, I would want to get that nonsense over with as soon as possible so that I could come back as something good, like a honey badger or Adele. She is magnificent. Hello. I do try to recycle. Mainly because I don't want to live in a post-apocalyptic wasteland where both hope and water are the stuff of legend. I feel like it would be uncomfortably warm. And there may be some sort of desert dolphin there, because you know those suckers can adapt. Oh, look at me. I'm spinning in the sand. God damn it, you ostentatious cunt. Do you not see that I am trying to eat my gluten-free neighbor? Could you please just go inhale a plastic bag or something? Nobody wants that, so I recycle. And I apologize if I offended anyone just now with my use of that word. Ostentatious. Because sometimes, you know, people are like, I don't know what that means. Speak American. It means cunty, basically. In this context. Boy, you have to be so careful about what you say these days, don't you? Because one wrong move and the internet will destroy you with its nonstop rage. Man, we love to yell at each other on the internet. But is it working? Like, just quick survey of this definitive sample size. How many of you have ever reversed a core belief based on an exchange with a stranger in a comment section? Show of hands, anyone? Don't be afraid. Just put it. No, of course not. Of course you haven't. Because you don't see. This is like, here's a tweet you will never read. Dear @tonguemyballs69. After further reflection upon your nuanced argument, and in consideration of your well-reasoned and evidence-based counterpoints, I must concede that you are not, in fact, a goat-molesting monkey puppet who should choke to death on your own feces. I rescind my earlier statement to that effect. Yours in Christ, @thekittensquisher. You're never going to read that. You're never going to read, mainly because it's too many characters. You'll be relieved to know that I do not have children. My husband and I go back and forth on whether we want to create a little resource sucker. But the truth is, I am none too keen to register for the vagina-destroying marathon that is pregnancy. For one thing, I don't care to give up drinking for 4 months. For another thing, it was hard enough for me to have to give up shrimp. All right, I'm going to conclude my joke-telling segment even as we speak. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, you're fine.
You want
funny.
Me to tell more jokes?
Tell some more jokes.
All right. Well, I will say I've been a stepmother for the last 15 years. Everybody knows that doesn't count. My stepdaughter was 3 when my husband and I got together, which is coincidentally the same age at which she began a lifelong obsession with the Disney princesses. And Disney, as you may know, has a very specific take on stepmothers. So thanks for that, Mouse House. I am not one to wholly embrace the digital age, as you may have guessed. I go on Twitter and I get confused and a little bit angry and then I leave. I set up a Twitter account, but I have 0 followers and I've only ever sent 1 tweet and it said, I exist, and nobody retweeted it, so it may not be true. I don't know. I don't really understand how that works. And it's because I have always been an old woman since I was like 10. And I don't mean an old soul, like full of wisdom and hippie juice. I mean like a cranky, gassy, turn down that racket. It takes me 2.5 hours to open a piece of candy during a play. I go see plays. Kind of old person. Like I love doing things that old people do, like voting and eating soup. I had an actual, you know, when Facebook gives you your Facebook memories, I had a status from 3 years ago that was literally doing a jigsaw puzzle while watching the best exotic marigold hotel, because I'm 100. And I've always been this way since I was a kid. Like when I was in 7th grade, AKA every child's best year, I had a Spanish teacher who asked us to get up and talk about our favorite actors. And so, of course, all the girls are talking about like Tom Cruise and Johnny Depp and Richard Grieco. That tells you what age I actually am. I got up and talked about my favorite actor, Mr. George Burns. Now, for those of you, I don't think you guys are too young to remember, but some of your listeners, sadly, maybe, George Burns began in vaudeville, so he was 90, like when I was born. So I got up and talked about his groundbreaking work in the definitive film, Oh God, You Devil. And it didn't sound any cooler in Spanish than it does as I explain it to you in English right now. P.S. I shared this extremely popular opinion while wearing a powder blue sweatshirt with black footprints on it that said, "My dog walks all over me." So I hope I've answered your questions this morning. If at any point your questions were, "I wonder if Kate was popular as a child," or "I wonder why she went into comedy." All right, that now have I told enough jokes? Are you people satisfied now? All right, thank you for that. What? Good night, Kate. I get it. Aww. Good night, Gracie.
Sweet. Jenny Marie have tweeted in, "Funny set." And you know something, Jenny Marie? I agree. Finish with the big end. This is the Jesus.